The NPP says President Mahama and the NDC have nothing good to offer Ghanaians. According to the party, President Mahama's government has presided over corruption, therefore they must not be retained in power. Speaking on Behind the News, the national youth organizer of the NPP, Anthony Kabu, said Ghanaians must not allow such practices to be perpetuated anymore.
The huge corruption issues that have gone on in this government are untenable. If you come to even think about the cost of a 6-unit classroom block, that has skyrocketed in the last 3 years, and it has skyrocketed to absurd levels in the last 3 years. It's unacceptable in a single digit inflation Ghana. So there are more important questions around John Mahama and his candidacy for president, which the Ghanaian people need to interrogate. Of all the issues they raise about corruption against the MPP, tell me if there is one fly of the MPP who has been incarcerated or found guilty in any court of competence jurisdiction in our country. They have never been able to arrest anybody in the MPP for corruption. Not even one fly in our party. Have you then been to say that this is a party that is so corrupt, this is a party that has no right to talk about corruption, when you cannot point one single person in the MPP who has been indicted for corruption? So what are they talking about in terms of corruption? The MPP is as clean as anything. There is no issue of corruption that can be tainting the MPP. And so we have the moral turpitude to tell the Ghanaian people that these people are corrupt. Their own Attorney General is in court trying to reclaim these monies that have been paid out.
National Youth Organizer of NPP, Anthony Kabu. A member of the NDC communications team, Felix Ofosukwachi, says the NPP has no moral justification to label the NDC flag bearer John Mahama and the government as corrupt. He said President Mahama has demonstrated impeccable qualities. Therefore, the NPP's assertion has no basis. Mr. Kwachi reacted to these issues on Radio Ghana's current affairs program, Behind the News.
The question to ask is why the MPP, in spite of the many issues that are of concern to the people of this country, has resorted to vile personality attacks, falsehood, distortions, fabrications, and lies with a view to denting the image of the President of the Republic of Ghana, His Excellency John Dramani Mahama. And I think that is a subject that Ghanaians must take note of and punish the MPP accordingly on December 7, 2012, because it has shown itself completely incapable of sustaining the debate on the issues that matter to the people of this country. I mean, how a serious political party can hold a press conference and say that because a transaction that the government of Ghana entered into with a Korean construction company to help bridge the huge housing deficit, about $1.5 million, and that because that deal has fallen through, it means that the President of the Republic of Ghana is corrupt. I'm completely shocked that any party can say that simply because a deal has fallen through, the President of any country is corrupt. If that logic were to be sustained and indeed applied to the case of the MPP when they were in power, then they would perhaps go down in history as the most corrupt government.
A member of the government communication team, Felix Ofosukwachi.